弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
因为他们有非常不平凡的见证，我只好把我平凡的讲台 cut 一半了。
Because they have such extraordinary testimonies, I will cut my message, which is very ordinary.
我只是觉得有点委屈的以利亚，这么伟大的见证人，今天只能讲半小时。
Such a great witness as Elijah, we can only talk about him for half an hour.
但是我真的很感谢主，让我们中间有这么多可爱的年轻人。
But I'm really thankful of the Lord that such wonderful young people in our midst.
因为现在年轻人被这个世界捆绑。流失的比率非常高。
Many of them are bound by this world, and they are lost in this world.
所以我们真的是 by all means 希望我们中间多有年轻人被带出去、被训练，能够被神来用。
And by all means, we wish that there would be more and more that is led out and being used by God and being trained by God.
在各地都看见各地教会都有自己特殊的困难、特殊的挑战。
And all the churches that we visited, we know that they all have their own particular challenges and difficulties.
但是关键点都在于我们怎么样子来回应、来面对我们的困难。
But the key point all rests upon how we face the difficulties that we have.
你就发现，当我们用不同的态度来面对我们的困难的时候，就带下了不同的结果。
And we discover that when we meet our challenges with different attitudes, it will bring about a different result.
让我们借着这些的难处，对神有不同的经历，有不同的结局。
And by these difficulties, we will actually have a different conclusion, a different end, as we look at the Lord.
所以我希望我们中间的大人能够继续为我们的孩子祷告，也希望孩子们也能够为教会祷告。
I'd like to ask all the adults to continue to pray for the next generation, and also vice versa.
因为在我们前面，在我们个人也好，家庭也好，整个教会也好，将会面临越来越多的挑战的。
I know that individually and as families and as a church family, we'll have more and more challenges that we're going to face.
希望没有一个环境是无可奈何的接受，或是妥协，或是被仇敌打垮。
But we pray that none of those challenges would bring us to the state where we felt like we're helpless, we would have to compromise, or we're going to be surrendering to our enemies.
今天我们要讲以利亚。
Today we're going to talk about Elijah.
其实他也是一个本国的宣教士。
And he's also a missionary to his own country.
在整个国家失败、荒凉、远离神的时候。
At the time of the country where it is at its downfall and they departed from the Lord.
他被神兴起来，在神的儿女们中间做复兴的工作。
The Lord raised him up that he may do a work of revival among his people.
刚才就像他们说的，你是光，就是光啊。
Just as someone has shared earlier, that if you're the light, you are the light.
不管什么时候看，都应该是光的。
Doesn't matter when you look at this individual, he is light.
当以利亚被摆在一个这样子一个国家荒凉堕落的局面里面
，When Elijah was placed in the country in such a desolate state,
我们看见他实在是为神做了很美好的见证。
We can see that he was wonderful. He's certainly done a wonderful testimony for the Lord.
他的一生的成就或是重要性，我想从新约就可以看得出来。
And his entire life and the importance of his life can be seen even in the New Testament itself.
当主耶稣在问他的门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
And when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
在问他们我是谁之前，说人说我是谁。
And then before the Lord asked the disciple, "Who do you say that I am?" Jesus asked him, "Who do men say that I am?"
所以很多人对耶稣的印象，觉得耶稣很温和，很有爱，说他可能是耶利米。
And a lot of people thought Jesus was very gentle, full of love, and perhaps he's Jeremiah.
也有人看见耶稣大有能力，大有权柄，说那也许是以利亚。
And some have seen Jesus' great power and great mind, they say perhaps he is the Elijah.
所以有人讲到以利亚的时候，就知道这个人是蛮有能力的一个人。
And whenever people talk about Elijah, they refer to this person as full of power.
非常有权柄的一个人。
Full of authority.
所以当耶稣在变化山上显现的时候。
So when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain.
你知道新约的代表就是这三个门徒，彼得、约翰、雅各。
Peter, John, and James, they were the representatives of the New Testament.
那旧约的代表有两个人物出现了。
And the Old Testament, there were two representatives.That also appeared during the Mount of Transfiguration.
因为整个旧约可以用律法和先知来代表。
Because the entire Old Testament is represented by the law and the prophets.
讲到律法，代表就是摩西。
Concerning the law, it was Moses.
讲到先知，代表是谁？用以利亚。
Concerning the prophets, it is Elijah.
所以你知道这个人，他实在是在神的国中，在神的眼中，他是一个非常重要的人物。
And we know this person is such importance in the eyes of the Lord.
我们很简短的哈，我大概只能够。花五分钟来介绍以利亚的成就。
And I only have about 5 minutes to speak of the accomplishments of Elijah.
因为我有个更重要的重点后面要讲。
There's a more important point that we're going to address.
我们要认识以利亚的成就。
And to look at Elijah's accomplishments.
我很简短的提两个。 两件事情。
And just two points that I'm going to
mention. 一个是借着他所做的。
One is from what he's done.
你发现以利亚当他祷告的时候。
You discover when Elijah prays.
当他在神面前恳切祷告。
And when he was praying earnestly.
啊，叫天不要降下雨来。
He says the heaven will not give rain.
啊，你就发现整个天就被他封住了。
And so you discover that the heaven was sealed.
三年零六个月，天都不降下雨来。
Three years and six months.Not a drop of rainfall.
当他再祷告的时候
And then when he prayed again,
叫神降下雨来
says the Lord send forth the rain.
天窗给打开来了
And the window of heaven was opened up.
整个透雨降下来
And the pouring rain came forth.
结果证明这个人的信心
Brothers and sisters, the faith of this man.
他用信心来执掌神的权柄
And by faith, he has laid hold of the authority that's given to him by the Lord.
好像天窗在他的手中可以自由开自由关的
So the windows in heaven seemingly can be opened and closed by his own hand.
你说这是一个怎样的人
You said, what manner of man is this?
圣经上却说他是跟我们有一样性情的人
And the scripture yet says that he's a man that has a nature just like ours.
人哪里有能力开关天窗呢
Where does man possess the power to open and shut the windows of heaven?
乃是因为他的信心
But entirely of his faith.
因为这是只有神可以做得到的事情
This is only something God can do.
所以以利亚让我们看见他是一个满有信心的人
So we discover that Elijah is a man full of faith.
而且他被带到加密山上去的时候
And when he was led to
加密山上
Mount Carmel.
这个亚哈跟耶洗别那简直是最坏的王跟最坏的王后
And Ahaz and Jezebel, they were the worst king and queen of the history of Israel.
他们带了850个这个拜巴利跟拜亚瑟拉的假先知一起上去
And they brought forth the false prophets of Baal, 850 of them to this mountain.
然后所有的百姓都在那里看今天到底是谁是神
And all the people of Gosh, all the people of the country showed up and they wanted to see for themselves today who is the true God.
那天是一个关键性的征战
But that day was a critical battle.
以利亚对百姓说如果巴利是神就去拜巴利、
so、
如果耶和华是神就应该拜神
If Baal is God, then worship Baal. But if the Lord God is God, then worship him.
你就发现那个时候的国家神的百姓已经堕落到妥协他们不回答
And then you discover that the people did not respond because they were entirely compromised.
他们对这个问题竟然不回答
And they have no response to this particular question.
以利亚说你们心持恶意要到几时呢
And Elijah says, you have a double heart. For how long shall you carry such a heart?
如果巴利是神就去拜巴利
If Baal is God, then go and worship him.
如果耶和华是神，就应该拜耶和华。
But if the Lord is God, then worship him.
所以那天在加密山上是一个关键性的征战。
So that day on Mount Carmel is a critical battle.
就是要证明到底谁是神。
To prove who is God.
850个假先知用尽了方法哈，弄刀砍自己，跳舞，怎么样子火都不降下来。
So 850 false prophets of Baal, they began to dance, they began to cut themselves. No matter what they did, the fire did not come.
你发现以利亚上来。
And when Elijah came forth,
他做的第一件事情先重修久已毁坏的祭坛。
And the very first thing that he did was he rebuilt the altar that was destroyed.
哦，那种神奇的事情都慢点来哈。
And all those mystical things, those are secondary.
今天我们最重要的是要恢复跟神该有的关系。
And the very first thing is to restore the relationship that we need to have with God.
第一件事情重建祭坛。
So the very first thing that he did was rebuild the altar.
弟兄姊妹，你要经历神吗？
Brothers, do you want to experience the Lord?
你要经历神的全能吗？
Do you want to experience the power of the Lord?
你要脱离风闻有神，如今亲眼经历神吗？
Do you want to depart this life of having known him but not really know him?
你要脱离只是一个传统而能够第一手来认识他们
Do you want to depart from traditions and to experience him firsthand for yourselves?
我们需要重建祭坛
We need to rebuild this altar
什么叫做祭坛
What is this altar?
Let God be God 让神居首位
It's to let God be God
所以那天当以利亚把坛建起来的时候
So that day when Elijah rebuilt the altar
他在神的面前伏在地上祷告
He prostrated before God and began to pray
他说亚伯拉罕以撒以色列的神啊让众人知道今天就知道我有你是神
He says the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob Today let the whole world know that you are the one true God
哦，这个祷告直达天上
And this prayer went all the way up to heaven
圣火从天而降
And the fire came down from heaven
约拿的整个翻
And accepted the entire offering.
所以神的百姓受到了激励啊。
And so the people of God was encouraged and moved that day.
那天一下子把850个假先知全部杀掉。
So that particular day, the 850 false prophets were slain.
弟兄姊妹，以利亚是一个满了信心、满了能力、满了权柄的人。
Elijah was a man of faith, of power, and authority.
当亚哈谢生病的时候，去寻求巴利，这个不来寻求神。这个另外一个 king 呢，亚哈谢。
And Jehoshaphat, is it?
I forgot to check. Anyway.
And another king that went to...
Yahad's son.
He went to Ahaz's son.
他自己生病的时候不,这个从楼上摔下来,他不去找神,他就拜巴利去。
When he was sick and he fell and he was ill, he did not go to God, but he went to Baal.
后来他差遣五十夫长去请以赛亚来帮助他,以利亚来帮助他的时候。
And he went and asked people to invite Elijah to come and help him.
连这些五十夫长来的时候都傲慢得不得了。他说,快下来,神人你快给我下来。
And these leaders within the house of God, they came to Elijah and said, Son of man, come down quickly. And they were still very proud and boastful.
以利亚坐在高处,他说,如果我真是神人的话,愿火从天上降下来烧掉你。
And Elijah says that if indeed I am the man of God, then may fire come down from heaven and consume you.
一下子活下来把这五十个人都烧掉了。
And immediately these 50 were consumed by the fire from heaven.
第二个五十夫长又来找他。
And the second 50 leaders within the house of God came to seek Elijah.
他说神人啊你快快下来。
And he said, Son of man, come down quickly.
以利亚再一次说。
And Elijah said again,
他对这些傲慢不知道尊重神的人。
For these men that are prideful who do not acknowledge the glory of the Lord.
如果我是神人的话，愿火从天上降下来烧掉你。
And he said the same words, if I am indeed the Son of Man, may fire come down from heaven and consume you.
再一次火下来把他们五十个人都烧掉。
And then again the fire came forth and the 50 were consumed.
第三次来的人趴在地上求他下来。
And the third time, the envoy prostrated on the ground and they begged Elijah to come down.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们看起来觉得这个人好残忍。
And on the outside, we look at Elijah, we say, this man is very cruel.
其实他在教训他的百姓要懂得敬畏神。
But he's teaching the people of God that they need to admonishing them that they need to respect the Lord.
当你有需要来到神面前的时候，还是用这样子傲慢的态度。
When you have such needs and you come before God, yet you come with such a prideful heart.
弟兄姊妹，你看见以利亚这个人。他能够让万有让整个大自然听命于他。
You discover that in Elijah, he could cause the heavens to listen to him.
你记不记得到了路加福音第九章这个两个门徒看见撒玛利亚的人不接待耶稣哈。
And in Luke chapter 9, you discover the disciples of the Lord, when they found that the people of Samaria would not receive the Lord.
Oh, 他们好生气啊。
And they were so angry.
他们就在主人面前说，主啊，你要不要叫我们吩咐火从天上降下来？
He says, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven?
来烧灭他们像以利亚所做的。
To consume these people as Elijah have done in time past?
结果挨了一顿骂哈。
And then they were scolded by the Lord.
你要发现啊。
You discovered.
这些东西不是你说学就学得来的。
These are not something that you can learn and acquire just by saying it.
如果主耶稣说 okay, go ahead.
And if Jesus actually did say to the disciple, okay, go ahead.
你就发现那两个门徒怎么叫活活都下不来了。
You'll discover that those two disciples will be crying to heaven and heaven will not, the fire will not come.
因为你不是那个人。
Because they are not the right person.
所以你发现以利亚在这里他是一个满了信心的人。
You discover that Elijah is a man of faith, full of faith.
他知道神要做什么。
He knew exactly what God wanted to do.
所以他在信心的里面替神来执掌他的权柄。
So by faith, he exercise the authority that God has given him.
所以这是借着他所做的。
And this is by what he's done.
然后我们看他所示的。
Now let's look at who Elijah is.
他不仅仅是一个充满对神充满信心的人。
He's not simply a man that's full of faith towards the Lord.
他是一个非常愿意顺服在神权柄底下。
He is a man that is completely obedient unto the authority of the Lord.
当他祷告叫天不要降下雨来的时候。
And when he prayed to the heaven and that the heaven would be closed and no rain would come.
他为了让国家能够悔改归向神。
And for the sake that the people of God would repent and turn to the Lord.
当他这样祷告以后，天就封闭了。
So when he prayed this way, the heaven was shut.
神就把他送到基利西半去。
And so the Lord sent him away.
他在基利西半每一天他能够吃的东西就是靠乌鸦叼饼叼肉来。
And the wilderness of a brook, he relied upon the crows delivering food for him to eat each day.
你知道对他是多难的一件事情。
Do you know how difficult it is for him?
How or Sam, 如果每天你的 meal 就是乌鸦给你送来的东西。
How and Sam, if every day your meals were delivered by a crow,
你知道他那个 meat 只有一点点 ，right?
You can imagine how much he can deliver by the beak of his mouth.
因为乌鸦叼的不能太重嘛，太重它飞不动。
You know they can't carry very much because they couldn't fly.
所以只有一点点东西可以叼来。
So it comes a little bit.
而且更糟糕的是，对以色列人来说，乌鸦是不洁之物。
And concerning the people of Israel, crow is an unclean thing.
是一个不洁净的动物咬来一块肉给你吃。
An unclean animal that's brought a piece of meat to you for you to eat.
对以利亚来说，他是需要顺服的。
For Elijah, he need to be obedient to that.
然后看到溪水越来越少，天天越来越少。
And he looked at the water at the brook; it begins to diminish over time.
等到没有水的时候。
And when the water ran out,
神就打他到撒拉法的一个投靠区寡妇那里。
And so the Lord sent him to Zarephath, to the house of a widow.
他到了寡妇那边去的时候
And when we went to the widow's house
因为天不降下雨来所以都是饥荒
And so because the heaven would not yield rain And everybody was going, such a going through a famine
那个寡妇只剩下最后一点面一点油她说我再做一个饼给我儿子吃吃完我们就死了
And so the widow says I only have but a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil left So I'm going to make one cake And my son will eat it And then we're just all going to die
然后以利亚跑去的时候
And so when Elijah showed up
他必须对他说你先把那个给我吃
And Elijah said Well, you have to feed me first.
我跟你讲哈，我不知道以利亚怎么样。
I don't know how Elijah did it.
对我这个很好面子的人来说啊。
But for someone like myself who is relatively shy,
我宁可自己饿死，也不会去跟一个寡妇说你最后那一点面给我吃。
I'd rather be the person that starves to death than to tell a widow and say, "You give me what you got left."
人家都已经快饿死了，他说这是最后一点面，最后一点油，是我跟儿子吃完就要死的。
They're about to starve to death. He says this is the last portion that we possess is for my son and myself. After we eat it, we're gonna die.
却得跟他说：“你先给我吃。”
But yet I have the courage to say, "Feed me first."
吃完以后，你坛内的面一定不减少，这个瓶内的油一定不短缺。
After I've eaten, then the flour will not diminish and the oil will not diminish from the jars.
如果我是那个寡妇，说你先让它满起来，先让油瓶满起来，我就给你吃。
And if I was the widow, I would say, "Okay, let me see the flour and let me see the oil first, and then I'll feed you."
那以利亚说：“你先做给我吃就是了。”
But Elijah said, you feed me first."
你就是你知道那是很没面子的事。
You discover this is something that is very difficult to do. But Elijah obeyed.
因为神要借着他的顺服，要把祝福带给别人。
But through his obedience, God's going to bring forth a blessing to others.
所以当他顺服的时候
So when he obeyed,
果然这个面不短少，瓶内的油不短缺。
And indeed, as the widow did exactly what he said, the flour did not diminish, and the oil did not diminish.
帮助了寡妇和她独生的儿子度过了这个饥荒的时期。
And sustained this widow and her son through this entire time of famine.
所以每一次我们的顺服，常常让我们就成为别人的祝福。
So we discover oftentimes as we are obedient to the Lord, we become a blessing to those around us.
而且他借着他的信心，能够让寡妇的独生子从死里面复活过来。
And later on, we see that by his faith, he rose. He raised the widow's only son back from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，这是要需要完全的信心。
And these all require a complete faith in God.
三次趴在孩子的身上为他祷告。
Three times he prostrated on this dead body of the child.
直到孩子的生命气息回来，他把他交给他的母亲。
Until the breath returned back to this boy, and he gave this boy back to his mom.
第四个，我们看见这个人是整个心在神家的人。
And fourthly, we see that this man's heart is completely on the house of God.
当他在加密山上祷告的时候
，When he's on the Mount Carmel, he was praying.
他先重建久已毁坏的祭坛。
And again, we said that the very first thing that he did was restore the altar.
而且圣经上特别记载，他拿了十二块石头，按着以色列家十二个支派。弄了十二块石头
We see that he chose 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel and built this altar.
在他心里面所盼望的不是今天只是一场得胜而已
And in his heart, he did not simply long for a victory for the day.
他盼望的是以色列整个十二个支派整个以色列家都能够在神的面前恢复神的主权
He wanted the entire 12 tribes of Israel to return back to the place where God has sovereignty.
所以当他重修祭坛的时候他拿了十二块石头
So when he rebuilt this altar, he picked out 12 stones.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，我们属灵的追求、祷告，常常都集中在自己。我的家我的小主
A lot of times we discover when we pray for revivals we pray concerning ourselves even our, maybe perhaps our small groups
为我自己所服侍的团队为我招待组整洁组 worship team
for the areas of my service the people brother and sister who are serving with me
甚至我们只为自己的教会祷告
and perhaps we only pray for our own church at times
但是一定要让我们看见或是圣经里面不管耶利米不管约西亚王他们的复兴他们的祷告都是为了全家的
we see through the life of Elijah Jeremiah and Hezekiah, that when they pray for the entire nation of Israel.
就是我们所说的国度的胸怀。
And this is when we talk about having a kingdom-minded heart.
而且他这个人敬畏神，他怕神不怕人。
And this man revered God, and he was not fearful of men.
所以当亚哈王当耶洗别要杀他的时候
，So when King Ahaz and Jezebel wanted to slay him,
来埋怨他的时候
，And when they came and to complain about him,
当他在那里抢拿伯的葡萄园的时候
，And when he was laying hold of the vineyard of Nabal,
利亚就起来责备他们。
And Elijah rose up and rebuked the king.
他甚至能够对亚哈王说：“你自己卖了你自己。
”And he told Ahaz such stern words, "You have betrayed yourself."
啊，他对耶许别发出审判，将来这个啊，他不要死，被狗吃掉。
And he spoke words of judgment concerning Jezebel that you will die as food for the dogs.
他都知道这些话会让他惹来杀身之祸的。
He knew that when he spoke such words, that it would bring about tragedy that would lead him perhaps to death.
但是他还是勇敢地直言不讳。
But courageously he spoke the words that God given him to speak.
你看我们今天服侍主，多少人有话不敢讲。
A lot of times when we serve today, we have words, but we are fearful to say it.
我们看见孩子犯错，看见同工犯错，我们不敢讲话。
We see our kids doing wrong or our co-workers doing something wrong, we hold those words back.
保罗对以弗所的长老说，凡是与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说。
Paul to the elders of Ephesus, he says that everything that was beneficial to you, I've spoken at all.
以利亚敬畏神。
And Elijah feared the Lord.
最后我们看见他为神家培养器皿。
And lastly, we see that he developed vessels for the house of God.
列王记下第二章，当他准备要升天的时候。
In 2 Kings chapter 2, when he was about to be taken up.
你可以发现，不管在伯特利，不管在耶利哥，到处都是先知的门徒。
And you discover that no matter where he went, there was disciples of this prophet.
哦，他在几个重要的城市里面都为神家培养和用的器皿。
In every key city that he went, he developed a vessel for the house of the Lord.
所以路加福音在预言到施洗约翰的时候。
So in Gospel according to Luke, when it was prophesied concerning John the Baptist.
在路加福音一章十七节说到他会有以利亚的心智和能力。
And we see that in the scripture that he says that he will go forth and having the spirit and power of Elijah.
这就是对以利亚的形容。
And this is a description of Elijah.
他要走在主的面前。
He's a person that is walking before the Lord.
他叫为父的心转向儿女。
That the heart of the father would turn to their children.
叫悖逆的人转向义人。
And those who are rebellious would turn to become righteous.
然后为主预备何用的器皿。
They would prepare vessels for the house of the Lord.
这是以利亚在地上的写照。
This is what Elijah has done in his lifetime.
他来为主预备道路。
So he came to prepare the way for the Lord.
他来让人的心回转。
That the hearts of man would turn to God.
他在地上为神预备何用的器皿。
That he would prepare vessels in the world for God.
这是以利亚。
This is Elijah.
但是圣经上告诉我们，以利亚是跟我们有一样性情的人。
But the scripture also says that Elijah is a man with the same nature like ours.
所以你不要听到前面以后觉得，哎呀，我不可能像以利亚。
So don't hear all the things that we share about earlier, and you say, it's impossible for me to be like Elijah.
但是圣经上就是要告诉我们，我们没有一个人可以轻看自己的。
But the scripture says, none of us can despise ourselves.
当我们真的把自己奉献在神手中的时候，
when we truly offer ourselves in the hands of God,
神可以透过我们做非常奇妙的事
情。God can do miraculous things through us.
但是我们在这里要发现，圣经上讲到以利亚跟我们有一样的性情。
And when we discover, when we see that the scripture says that Elijah is a man with the same nature as ours,
既然跟我们有一样的性情，
he has a nature just like us.
就表示我们会软弱，他也会软弱。
That means when we are weak, Elijah can also be weak.
中间你发现以利亚的确灰心软弱了。
In the stories that we talked about, you discover Elijah indeed had a period where he was weak.
所以你看列王记上十八章，他在加密山上那么重要的得胜。
And First King, we discover the wonderful victory that he's won for the Lord on Mount Carmel.
这件事情让耶洗别大大生气。
And this particular event angered Jezebel.
耶洗别就起誓说，我明天一定要杀掉以利亚。
So Jezebel swore and said, by tomorrow the same time Elijah will be slain.
所以十九章我们就看见以利亚开始逃了。
So we see that chapter 19, Elijah begins to run.
很多人就会问说，以利亚这么勇敢，为什么要逃命呢？
A lot of people ask, how come Elijah was so courageous, now all of a sudden he is fleeing?
前一天才在山上那么荣耀的得胜，为什么第二天被耶洗别吓跑了呢？
Such wonderful victory on the mountain, yet the next day he was frightened by Jezebel.
我听到很多人都这样问。
I hear a lot of people ask the same question.
但是我想要问说，难道以利亚真的是被吓跑的吗？
And I want to ask you, do you think Elijah was truly scared when he ran?
难道以利亚真的怕死吗？
Was he afraid of death?
他如果怕死，他就不会上加密山。
If he was afraid of death, he would not go on Mount Carmel.
他如果怕死的话，他就不会跟神求死了。
And if he was afraid of death, he wouldn't ask the Lord, Lord, go ahead and take my life.
这个人之所以逃，他根本不是怕死。
This man ran not because he was afraid of death,
而是他不愿意死在耶洗别的手下。
But because he did not want to die in the hands of Jezebel.
耶洗别是一个外邦人，是一个拜假神的人，是一个在神眼中受咒诅的人。
Jezebel was not only a Gentile, but she worshipped a false god. She was a person that was cursed by God.
他宁可殉道死在神。的面前不愿意死在耶洗别的手上。
She rather, Elijah rather martyr for the sake of the Lord, but he would not die in the hands of Jezebel.
所以当他跑出来了。
So when he ran,
他在罗藤树下向神求死。
And he was under a broom tree. He was crying out to God, God, take my life.
一方面他也真的很灰心。
At the same time, he was in despair.
因为在他的心中
，because in his heart,
整个以色列家都已经堕落了。
The entire house of Israel has fallen.
只剩下他一个人还为神大发热心。
He thought that he was the only one that stood still and was zealous towards the Lord.
只有他一个人还在为神活着。
He was the only person that was living for God.
连山上这么大的得胜都不能叫亚哈回转。
It's such a great victory on the mountain cannot cause King Ahaz to return.
所以他灰心了。
So he despaired.
很多人当然多加了一点，说以利亚这个时候有 depression.
A lot of people made the conclusion that Elijah fell into depression.
写这个胜过忧郁症的人常常拿他做例子。
So a lot of time when people write about depression, they would raise Elijah and use Elijah this particular thing as an example.
他有没有 depression 我不敢说，但是我不觉得是。
I don't know whether he had depression or not, but I don't think he did.
但是他里面灰心是真的。
But it is true that he was in despair.
但是我们在这里，我们看见我们的神。
But when, we truly see our God through this event.
怎么样子恢复了一个灰心、疲乏、失望的一个神的仆人。
How God has restored one that is exhausted, who's despair and who's tired.
不管今天在座的弟兄姊妹，你是做哪一行、哪业，或是多大年纪啊？
Brothers, I don't know what is your occupation and how old you are here.
在人生的路上灰心疲倦都是难免的。
And where you are in life, and it is often that we would be despaired and we would be tired in life.
很多时候我们累了。
A lot of time we are tired.
不光身体累。
Not only physically.
我们心灵里面都累了。
But in our spirit, emotionally, we are tired.
我们有时候会觉得人活得很没有意思。
A lot of time we would say, what is the point of life?
疲乏困倦。
It is all, I'm just tired, I'm just exhausted.
尤其当他整个心为着神家的复兴而活着。
Particularly when our hearts is entirely living for the revival of the Lord's house.
眼睛看见的全是荒凉。
But yet all we see is desolation.
神的百姓一再拜偶像，拜巴利，拜亚瑟拉。
And God's people continue to prostrate before Baal, before other false prophets.
从上到下，从王到百姓都是这样。
And they worship other idols, from the king to the peasants. Everyone was the same.
但是我们看神怎么恢复了他。
But we see how God restored him.
神借着三件事把以利亚整个恢复过来。
Through three things, God revived Elijah.
第一个。
The first thing.
当他花了四十昼夜跑到神的山何烈山，躲在洞里面。
After 40 days and 40 nights, he ran to the mountains and hid himself in the cave.
躲在洞里面真舒服。
And he was such comfort to hide in the cave.
我常常讲到讲杂的时候，我就希望我这边有个洞，我可以钻下去。
A lot of time, whenever I mess up, when I'm speaking, oftentimes I feel there's a hole that I can crawl into and hide.
不好意思见别人。
And I was afraid to see people.
那只是讲到讲杂了。
But that's only when I messed up when I speak.
那服侍受伤灰心的时候，就真想找一个山洞跟以利亚一样飙出来。
And when I'm serving and I am wrong, then oftentimes I do feel like crawling into a hole or into a cave and just hide and not come out.
但是你发现神怎么恢复以利亚？
But you discover how God restored Elijah.
第一个，神借着一句一针见血的话来问以利亚。
And God, through one piercing phrase, he asked Elijah.
你们没有时间看的话，回家看哈，就是在列王记上十九章，神说你在这里做什么？
So the Lord asked Elijah, Elijah.What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
That's the Lord asking me, 你在这里干什么？
请你们注意这个动词啊。
Pay attention to the adjectives.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
就的时间来说，你现在在做什么？
From the perspective of time, what are you doing here now?
就的地方来说， here, 你在这里正在做什么？
And from the position that he is in, or the place that he is in, why are you here?
他怎么回答？
You know how he responded?
他说我正在为你大发热心。
He says, Lord, I am zealous for you right now.
你在洞里面怎么大发热心？
How are you zealous hiding in a cave?
所以你发现第一件事情，我们的神是现在的神。
So you discover that our God is always the God of now.
他不是问你说你过去有没有为我大发热心。
He did not ask Elijah, Elijah, were you zealous for me in time past?
他当然有。
Of course he was.
他真的过去都是为神大发热心。
In time past, he was zealous for the Lord.
所以神不是问说你过去有没有为我大发热心。
So the Lord didn't ask Elijah, Elijah, were you zealous for me in time past?
神有没有问他说你愿意再为我大发热心吗？
The Lord didn't ask him, are you willing to be zealous for me again?
神是问他说 what are you doing here? 你现在正在做什么？
So the Lord asked him, what are you doing here? What are you doing right now?
神在乎我们每一个现在，还是为他。
God cares about every one of our nows. Are we living for Him right now?
就的时间是现在。
From the perspective of time, right now.
就的地方就是在这里。
From the perspective location is here.
那我问你 ，What are you doing here?
And so I ask you the same question. What are you doing here?
弟兄姊妹，就在这里。
Right here.
你就算你听到的时候
As you're listening to these messages,
你是不是能够为神大发热情
Can you be zealous toward the Lord?
在你回家的时候
On your way home,
当丈夫对你发脾气孩子对你不顺服的时候
When your spouse is angry with you, when your children are disobedient,
神还是问我们同样的问题
And the Lord will ask the same question.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
你真的在为神活吗
Are you truly living for me?
你真的是为神大发热情吗
Are you truly zealous for me?
弟兄姊妹我们的神是现在的神
Brothers and sisters, our God is always the God of now.
我们的神就是在这个地方的神
At this very moment, at this very place, and any place could be holy ground.
只要你遇见神，都应该把鞋子脱下来，这里就是圣地。
When you meet God, you need to take off your shoes and say, "Lord, this is holy ground."
第二件事情
Secondly,
神知道怎么样子恢复我们。
The Lord knew exactly how to revive us.
让我们可以重新得力。
That we may be renewed.
他知道怎样重建我们。
He knows how to build us back up.
让我们重回正路。
That we may be back on the right path.
你发现以利亚真的非常的灰心啊。
You discover Elijah was truly discouraged.
他疲乏困倦。
He was tired. He was exhausted.
他在罗藤树下求死，然后他睡着了。
So underneath the broom tree, he asked the Lord, "Lord, take my life," and he fell asleep.
天使把他叫起来。
And so angel woke him up.
给他水。
Gave him water to drink.
这个比矿泉水还要好。
That is better than the water of the springs.
天使带来的。
That was water from the angels.
而且是火炭烧的饼，还热的。
And it was a cake that was just baked.
好，我们叫烧饼，但是我现在觉得像那比烧饼还好吃。
And it's a lot better than.
吃完了以后他又睡了，又天使又第二次拍他，把他叫起来。
It's really, really good cake. So he ate it and he fell asleep, and the angel woke him up again.
弟兄姊妹，他在这里逃。
But he ran.
他现在跑的路其实不是要他神叫他跑的路。
So the road that he ran after he ate wasn't the road that God wanted him to run.
但是神还是体谅他的软弱。
But God understood his weakness.
为他预备的水，预备的烧饼。
So God prepared water and God prepared cake and bread for him.
让他得到力量，可以一跑跑四十昼夜。
That he had the strength to go run 40 days and 40 nights.
你叫我跑四分钟，我现在都很犹豫。
It is difficult for me to even run 4 minutes right now.
他跑四十昼夜。
He ran for 40 days and 40 nights.
弟兄姊妹，只有神让我们里面可以重新得力。
Brothers and sisters, only God can restore us in such a way.
只有神能够让我们重回正路。
That we only God can help us to come back to the right path.
我没有空做地图，你们看这个圣经啊。
And go and examine the scripture for yourselves.
他得胜的时候，加密山是在这里。
And when he was victorious, he was really at the coast, a coastal line of the land.
当他逃到何烈山的时候，他是往下跑。
And when he ran for those 40 days and 40 nights, he ran southward.
跑到西乃半岛那里去。
And he came to the southern portion of Sinai.
但是神打发他回去，又回到大马士，是在上面。
And God sent him back to Damascus, which is all the way up north of the country.
所以他这一段根本就是白跑的。
So when he went south, you realize he ran in vain.
好，弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里疲倦灰心，我们不走神的路的时候。
And when we're tired, when we're exhausted, we say, God, I don't want to walk your way anymore.
在神恢复我们以前
In the process of God restoring us,
你不要以为神就不管我们
Don't think that God didn't care about us anymore.
神还是这样体谅他
God still understood Elijah's needs.
帮助他
Helped him.
扶持他
Supported him.
这个叫做不肯放我们的爱
This is the love that will not let us go.
就连以马忤斯两个门徒走下坡路要往耶利哥去的时候
Those two disciples of the Lord, when they were walking down from Jerusalem to Emmaus,
主耶稣竟然陪着他们走
Yet the Lord appeared and walked by their side.
一路走一路对他们讲解圣经
And as Jesus was walking with them, Jesus began to open up the scriptures to them.
他们也一路跟耶稣谈，一面心里面就开始火热起来。
And they began to talk to Jesus, and they find this fire began to glow within their hearts.
当天晚上，他们又回耶路撒冷去了。
So that very same night, they turned around and went back to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，这是不肯放我们的爱。
This is the love that will not let us go.
完全体恤我们的爱。
The love that understands us completely.
只有他能让我们重新得力。
Only he can restore our strength.
只有他能够让我们重回正路。
Only he can bring us back to
Right、and
the third way God restored Elijah.
神在这里安慰他。
God comforted him.
当以利亚说只有剩下我一个人为你大发热心。
When Elijah says, "Lord, I am the only one that is left that is zealous towards you."
神却告诉他说，我为自己的名留下的7000个人没有向巴利屈膝过的。
And the Lord said to Elijah, "I have kept for myself 70 that have not bowed and prostrated before Baal."
这件事情大大安慰了以利亚。
And this knowledge.Greatly comforted Elijah.
因为他原来以为只剩下他自己。
Because he really thought he was the only one left.
所以你千万不要孤单到以为只剩下你爱主了。
Don't be so alone where you come to the place where you feel like you're the only one that loves the Lord.
还是有7000个人没有向巴利屈膝过。
There are 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal.
然后神又借着重新赋予他使命。
And so the Lord recommissioned him.
来恢复这个人
and restore this person,
让他知道神没有丢弃他
that he knew God did not forsake me.
虽然他软弱灰心跑的 不是神要他走的路
Yes, I've fallen and I am weak and I've gotten away the Lord did not want me to go.
但是神再一次的把使命 赋予给他
But the Lord once again commissioned me.
叫他到大马色去 高哈薛做亚兰王
and go to Damascus and anoint so-and-so to be the king of Syria.
去高耶户做以色列王
And Jehu to be the king of the king of Israel.
然后去高以利沙来接续他
And to go and anoint Elijah to be his successor.
弟兄姊妹，在这里让我们看见我们的神 is a God of the second chance. 神永远给我们第二次的机会
We see that our God is always a God of second chances.
他永远给我们新的机会
He always gives us a second chance.
当我们被他恢复的时候
And when we are restored by the Lord,
他真的愿意再使用我们
He wants to use us again.
所以我常常听到别人说，大卫犯罪以后，以利亚失败以后，神就不用他们。
A lot of times I've heard people say that after David has sinned and Elijah has fallen, God forsook them and did not use them anymore.
但是我读的圣经不是这样。
But when I study the scripture, it's not so.
你看大卫后面他为着神家做了多少的事情。
But you see the things that God has done for the house of God after David's repentance.
你发现以利亚后面为神家做了多少的事情。
You discover all the things that Elijah has done for the house of the Lord.
他之所以成为神家的战车马兵。
Elijah is able to be called the chariots and the horsemen of the house of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，以利亚在躲在洞里的时候，以利沙都还没有被拣选、被呼召呢。
You discover that when Elijah was still hiding in the cave, Elisha wasn't even called or even found yet.
所以你发现，当神恢复以利亚的时候
，So when God restored Elijah.
哦、神继续使用他
and God continued to use him
成为神国极大的祝福
and to be a great blessing for his nation
所以我希望我们每一个人都在主的面前
So I pray that every single one of us before the Lord
不管过去多么失败软弱
regardless of how we lived our lives how badly we've fallen
不管多少的事情让我们失望灰心甚至疲倦
how many things would cause us despair that we may be tired and exhausted
神还是愿意使用我们
God is more than willing to use us
让我们去为他而活给人带来祝福
that we would live for him and bring about a blessing to those around us.
让我们在神问我们的这句话面，问以利亚的这句话面前。
And before God who asked Elijah the same question,
我们都来回答他。
That we may all respond to him.
到底我们在做什么？
What is it that we are doing?
就在这个时候。
At this moment,
就在这个地方。
At this place,
你任何时候都可以问你同样的问题。
At any single time in your life, you can ask yourself the same question.
在那个时候。
Right at that time,
在那个地方
right at that place,
我们是不是还是在为神大发热心
Am I still zealous towards the Lord?
我们更希望我们所做的所走的路都是他要我们做的
And we pray that all the path that we tread are the things, are the ways that he wants us to walk
好我们一起来唱一首诗歌
Let's sing a hymn together
666首
666.
虽然我们诗歌没有这首说 What are you doing here?
So we can't find a hymn with a title What are you doing here?
但是在这里有摩西问的一句话 Who is on the Lord's side? 谁是站在耶和华的这一边
But in this hymn we hear a question that is being asked Who is on the Lord's side?
我们到底是不是这个时候现在仍然在为主而活
Are you here now living for the Lord?
我们唱第一节第四节
We'll sing verse 1 and verse 4
我们站起来唱好吗
Would you all please rise?
来
谁是站在这
Oh, to stand on your side.
No matter how many conflict or despair that we've fallen into,
how
much weakness and failures is still within our lives,
we know the God whom we believe in is the one who will forever love
us.
And he's more than willing to restore us.
Our
God, you are always positive.
You
want to rebuild us, you want to use us again.
Our
God is always the God of second chances.
You want to
once again recommission us with that glorious purpose.
主啊，来复兴我们。
Lord, come and revive us.
让我们每一个的现在都愿意起来为你而活。
That every one of our nows would be the moments we live for you.
我们想到以利亚是跟我们有一样性情的人。
And when we discover that Elijah is a man with the same nature as ours.
是的，他也会软弱，他也会疲倦。
Yes, he could be weak, he could be tired.
但是你却大大的使用了他。
But you've greatly used him.
因为这个人一直愿意为你而活。
Does this man continually want to live for you?
直到他被提上升的时候，他都在为你而活。
Until he's taken up into heaven, he lived for you.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们永远都是站在你这一边。
That we're always standing on your side.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless everyone that is here today.
就在今天来恢复，重新使用我们每一位。
That today restore us, use each and every one of us.
有更多的人为你发光，更多的人为你而活。
There'll be more and more those who wants to shine for you and to live for you.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.